my son asked me how to shoot a spitball. And my parental wisdom kicked in momentarily with a reflexive denial under the explanation of wanting to keep him and myself out of trouble. And I told him, hey, look, man, when I was a kid, I got into a lot of trouble doing stuff like that. But he kept on asking, reassuring me that he wasn't going to shoot one. He just wanted to know how. Well, of course. That makes perfect sense. Give me the power and knowledge for my intellectual benefit, and I will never abuse said knowledge. If there's one thing we should all come to the understanding of, it's self-control and restraint is not one of humanity's strong suits. From the tree of knowledge, to Bathsheba, to the words that spill from our hearts, and the misuse of our technologies, we abuse power and freedoms, both as individuals and as a culture. I mean, try comparing a TV commercial from the 1950s to today. I saw a Hardee's commercial with a half-naked woman eating a cheeseburger like she was trying to make a baby with it. Entertainment has lost all constraint and has allowed nothing short of pornography to be displayed in the homes of our families. The drug of over-sexualizing our population is just like any other addiction. When it fails to satisfy, you find something more extreme. It's no surprise that a culture that believes itself to be wise has allowed their young boys to dress up like drag queens and allow them to listen to music that exploits women and celebrates premarital sex. Why is it that we are a society that mocks a vice president for not wanting to have private meetings with another woman, and yet we say it's okay to allow songs depicting unfaithfulness to your spouse to be aired? Just because you can do something doesn't mean you should. It isn't sheltering a child to surround them with positive influences and keep their eyes innocent until they have a firm foundation of what is right and what is wrong. We as a culture expect mutual respect in a workplace void of sexual abuse, while at the same time, we have not been brave enough to put a stop to pornography. You can't have both. Now that the sinful empire has become a money-making machine, what we asked for while saying we would never abuse it is now destroying us. 1 Corinthians 6:18 says, flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a person commits are on the outside of the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against their own body. Hebrews 13:4 says, marriage should be honored by all, and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral. Purity is to be celebrated, not ridiculed.